This episode is brought to you by Technically Speaking, an Intel podcast. When you think about the future, what kind of technology do you envision? Whatever the future holds, artificial intelligence will undoubtedly be at the heart of it all. Join Graham Class as he hosts Season 2 of Technically Speaking, an Intel podcast, and hears from the minds transforming healthcare, retail, entertainment, personal computing, and more with the help of AI. Tune in every other Tuesday and explore the latest technology that's changing our world today and creating a more accessible tomorrow. Listen to Technically Speaking, an Intel podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
What if AI could help your business deliver mission-critical outcomes with speed? With IBM Consulting, your business can design, build, and scale trusted AI using Watson X, and modernize the way you work to accelerate real impact. Let's create AI that transforms your business. Learn more at ibm.com/consulting. IBM. Let's create.
During the summertime when the weather gets hot, I can only imagine how much time you plan to spend outside with friends and family or on your couch with that AC blasting. AT&T 5G and home internet keeps you connected, whether you're at home or on the go, so you can stay connected to your loved ones and to your favorite things. Whether you're sharing pics from the best rooftops, video calling your friends from an outdoor concert, or streaming your favorite show, episode after episode after episode. So connect at home or on the move with AT&T 5G and home internet and create memories and more all summer long. AT&T 5G requires compatible plan and device. Coverage not available everywhere. Learn more at att.com/5G for you.
When you buy Kroger brand products, you feel like you're winning. That's because they offer proven quality at lower than low prices. In fact, we guarantee that you and your family will love how Kroger brand products taste, or you get your money back. So next time you're shopping for the family, look for delicious Kroger brand products, because they'll make you all feel like you're winning. Shop now, in-store, or online. Kroger, fresh for everyone.
Welcome to Brain Stuff from How Stuff Works.
Hey Brain Stuff, it's Christian Sager here. There are lots of ways to numb yourself to the minor aches and pains that we humans accrue in our daily lives. But today, we're talking about aspirin. Why aspirin? Because although aspirin as we know it has only existed since the late 1800s, the plant that it was originally derived from, willow, is probably the oldest known painkiller in history. Records of people using willow leaves to relieve pain and fevers stretch back 6,000 years to ancient Assyria and Sumer. Willow was also put to use in ancient Egypt, Babylon, and China, and Hippocrates thought it was pretty rad, especially for pain during childbirth. In the 1700s and 1800s, scientists worked on identifying, extracting, and purifying the active ingredient in willow, which turned out to be a chemical they called salicin, which they further discovered your digestive system changes into salicylic acid, which is what reacts with stuff in your body to relieve pain, reduce fever, and swelling. More on how all that works in a second, but first, salicylic acid. It was a pharmacological superstar. German chemists figured out how to synthesize it on an industrial scale in the 1870s, effectively ending millennia of willow powder use. But it had its drawbacks. Lots of patients couldn't stomach it. Literally, it was really hard on the stomach lining. The son of one such patient, a chemist with Friedrich Bayer and Company by the name of Felix Hoffmann, thought it might be less irritating if it was less acidic. So Hoffmann converted it to what Bayer and Company dubbed aspirin in 1899. Aspirin has become the popular and less ridiculous to pronounce name for Hoffman's chemical compound, acetylsalicylic acid, or salicylate. It works, as humanity finally figured out in the 1970s, by preventing your cells from using cyclooxygenase 2 to create prostaglandins. And don't worry, I'm about to unpack all of those words. Let's start with the idea that lots of pain is useful, evolutionarily speaking. When you feel pain due to an injury, like a burn or a twisted ankle, it prompts you to take your hand away from that hot thing real quick, or to keep your weight off the ankle until it heals. It's useful, right? Pain from an injury to anything but the nervous system is called nociceptive pain, after specialized sensory neurons located throughout your body called nociceptors. They alert your brain to damage with the help of the damaged tissue itself. Cells in the hurt area start producing enzymes that work together to create a few signal chemicals, including those prostaglandins I mentioned a minute ago. Prostaglandins tell your nociceptors, no, hey, seriously, there is a problem here. They make your nociceptors increase the signal to your brain. You feel the pain more acutely. Now, prostaglandins are also one of the chemicals that cause inflammation in the tissue around a wound. They make your blood vessels expand, flooding the damaged tissue with all the immune system stuff your body sends to protect the wound from infection and to help it to heal. All of this is great, right up until it isn't. After a certain point, you don't need continual acute pain as a reminder that you're injured. We know. And some nociceptive pain and swelling is warning us about stimuli that we can't easily avoid, like headaches, arthritis, or period cramps. In the case of arthritis, that inflammation can even cause more damage in the long run. Here's where aspirin swoops in to save the day. When you take aspirin, it's absorbed by your digestive tract into your bloodstream, which takes it throughout your body, including places where cells are excreting the enzymes necessary to produce prostaglandins. Molecules of aspirin lock up with one of those enzymes, cyclooxygenase 2. Once a molecule of cyclooxygenase 2 is locked into a molecule of aspirin, it can't help create prostaglandins, which means fewer prostaglandins, which means that the pain signals to your brain don't increase as much and the tissue in the area doesn't swell as much. Hey, thanks, thousands of years of science.
Check out the BrainStuff channel on YouTube. And for more on this and thousands of other topics, visit HowStuffWorks.com.
Happy Pride from Tomboy X, celebrating pride and the queer community all year. Queer founded, queer run, and the makers of the original boxer briefs for women, creating sustainable size and gender inclusive underwear, swimwear, and loungewear for all bodies so you feel comfortable in your own skin. Tomboy X just dropped their Pride 24 collection, obsessively fit tested for all day comfort in sizes 3 extra small through 6X. Visit TomboyX.com.
Your new home journey starts at Fisher Homes, where everything is red, white, and new. Explore exclusive summer savings and start your journey by selecting your ideal home site and your dream community. Choose from a variety of expertly designed floor plans and bring your style to life at the Lifestyle Design Center. Are you looking for a quick move-in ready home instead? Fisher Homes has options for those, too. Fill out a form to connect with a new home advisor at fisherhomes.com to get started today before the sun sets on summer savings.